I want to spend just a couple minutes summing up. We had lots of scripture reading. We have one more passage that will be read. But I want us to just take a couple minutes to consider why Christ came as a baby. We're going to do that by looking at Matthew 1:21. I'll just read it again. We've heard it before. The angel of the Lord talking to Joseph said, "She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." She will bear a son. Now, to us, I think we usually consider that as something quaint and beautiful, and it is. But think about it in the context of the second passage we read tonight, Genesis 3:15. "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." She will bear a son is at least as much a battle cry. This is the promise of God of salvation and the crushing of the head of the serpent, is that the woman will conceive and bear a son. Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus. There's a picture in Revelation 12, and I think it's a picture of what happens at the birth of Jesus. It's one of the first passages I think of at Christmas. Maybe it's not the one that most people think of at Christmas, but I think it's such an important picture to have in mind. There's the woman prepared to give birth, and there's a dragon. The dragon is pictured as being at the foot of the bed, waiting for the baby to be born so that he can pick it up and devour it. She shall bear a son. It's a battle cry. Satan himself is waiting for the child to be born so that he might be able to crush it. We see that even in the story of the birth, that Herod sends his soldiers to kill every child in Bethlehem so that this one child would not live. She shall bear a son. We've sung some beautiful Christmas hymns tonight, and some of them describe the birth of Jesus as something quiet. And that's an aspect of it, away in a manger. It came upon a midnight clear, peaceful pictures, even the one we end with tonight, Silent Night, Holy Night. But notice something about that hymn, Silent Night, Holy Night. Both those phrases end with an exclamation point. It's silent. Because God silences his enemies through Christ. And so the angel of the Lord announces a son who will win the battle against Satan. That's what he goes on to say in Matthew 1:21. "She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus," which means the Lord saves. "You shall call his name Jesus, the Lord saves, for he will save his people from their sins." What do the angels tell the shepherds? For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. John 3:16, the most familiar verse in all of Scripture, announces the same thing. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son," gave him in human flesh, born of Mary, gave his only Son, so all who might believe have everlasting life. Saved. But saved from what? The angel tells us that as well. "She will bear a son. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And notice very carefully what the angel says. Not that he will save his people from sins in the abstract, but from their sins. The threat of Genesis, we didn't read it, we read around it, but God told Adam, "If you eat of the tree of the, the fruit of this particular tree in the garden, you will surely die. And Paul in Romans tells us there is none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned. And he goes on to say that the wages of sin is death. That's why Jesus came. This child comes to shine light in darkness, but comes as well to shine light on sin, and to shine light not just on sin in the abstract, but on your sin, on my sin, so that there might be an answer, a saving from sin and death, and a saving from Satan. We're going to sing in just a moment, Joy to the World, and I want you to point out stanza 3 before we sing it, just so you understand, this is what's at stake when the child Jesus is born. Stanza 3 of Joy to the World, hymn 195. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, far as the curse is found. Do you see how it pulls it all together? The curse that we read about in Genesis 3. Not just on the serpent, but on men and women. That they would eat of the ground, thorns and thistles to fight against the sweat of their brow. And eventually that they would return to dust, death. Why did Christ come? To save his people from their sins and from death that is the product of their sins. And finally, as we come to a conclusion tonight, we read in Galatians that he came not only to save us from sins, but to bring us into something, into perfect relationship with God, so that he might be our Father, that we might be his children, and not just children, but it says heirs of all the inheritance, everything that belongs to God belonging to us, so that we can cry out to him and call him Father. All these passages call us to Jesus Christ as a Savior, pointing out our sin. That in and of ourselves, what we have is death. But in Christ, we have life. And so they call us tonight to acknowledge our sins and to turn from them and cling to Christ, who not only was born as a baby, but as we already sang, died on the cross to bear the penalty of sins and was raised from the dead so that we might have life. Believe and trust in him. Our last reading is from the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. I mean that the heir, as long as he is a child, is no different from a slave, though he is the owner of everything. But he is under guardians and managers until the date set by his father. In the same way, we also, when we were children, were enslaved to the elementary principles of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of woman, born under the law to redeem those who were under the law so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God.